Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now-ish. So take your seat, get settled, please. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or you can sit in a chair, and that is exactly as good as sitting on the floor. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to bring up something I feel, I would say, passionately about. I would like to bring back formality in some sense. I would like to talk to you for a moment about the notion of formality and its power to do many things. So we live in a culture that says if you are confident, you can kind of let certain things slide. You don't have to pay too much attention to what you're wearing or if your clothes are clean or how you sit, or, you know, that somehow is a sign of confidence. And we think, you know, if we're going to meet a friend and we dress too nicely, it might actually be embarrassing. And so we maybe try to dress a little down, a little sloppier than we might otherwise, because it could be embarrassing to be thought, why are you so dressed up? And we think that, you know, when we really know someone and they know us, we can relax and just sort of, you know, not pay attention to certain things anymore. And I would like to dispel that notion. Yes, it's good to be comfortable. It's good to know people you can be comfortable around. But there's something about bringing just a little note of formality to what you do that wakes the situation up. So what I mean by formality is not wearing a tuxedo or a ball gown wherever you go, although please do if you feel so inclined. But I just mean simply what I was, basically the examples I was just using. If you are going to meet a friend for lunch or coffee or something, dress for that friend. Don't be afraid. If you are sitting listening to someone and you want them to know that you care, you know, sit up straight and really hear them. If you want someone to feel welcome in your home or at your table, welcome them and bring them into the conversation and, you know, have good manners, basically. And this doesn't even have to apply to situations with other people, because actually the most profound application is in how you treat yourself. We all want to be more confident, and everybody feels like they lack confidence, at least in certain situations. And we think, well, I have to believe in myself or have certain accomplishments and then I'll be confident. But you don't have to change anything within yourself to develop more confidence. You can actually invite confidence by the way you construct your environment. In other words, if you keep it neat, not like anal neat, but basically orderly and in a way that you feel happy about. And clean, of course, is always good, especially with your clothes and your person. And if you just have a sense of dignity in your surroundings and in the way you treat your body, I promise you, you will find your confidence rise. And this is a more direct, immediate, and even more gratifying and simple way to increase your confidence, way more so than trying to talk yourself, you know, pump yourself up through your self-talk or solve complex psychological problems. But again, the main point I'm trying to make here is you don't have to make yourself be confident. You don't have to manufacture confidence. You can invite confidence into your space, into yourself, by the way you construct it and by the way you treat it and yourself. So I hope that's useful. And without further ado, let's start our practice. So let's begin our practice by inviting this notion of formality in. And all we need to do that is sit up straight. So just there's a difference between this and this. And just in this upright position, already a sense of wholesomeness, confidence, upliftedness arise just by our posture. So it's very simple. Your hands are resting on your legs, somewhere above your knee, basically, in a way that you feel like you're not pulling yourself up or propping yourself up. They're just resting. Because you have the confidence to sit up straight and feel your own strength, you can also have the confidence to relax. Let your belly soften. Let your heart feel warm and open. Let your throat center relax. And enjoy how strength and softness meet and connect and merge in your body. The strength of your back, the softness of your front. These things are also true on an inner level. You combine strength and softness a lot. The mouth is closed. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes remain open, which is also a gesture of confidence. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And just let your gaze park there, like stop darting or searching or recoiling or grabbing with the eyes. Just rest. So big relief. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. And feel your body breathing. There may be a sense of expansion on the inhale and contraction on the exhale. Expansion, contraction. And let your attention become absorbed in the movement of the breath. So your attention follows the breath in and dissolves out with the out-breath. Follows the in-breath, is carried out by the out-breath. Let the breath carry you. Give yourself to it. Your mind will continue to say things, make thoughts. Some of those thoughts will be beautiful. Some will be vicious. Some will be boring. Let's face it, most of them. In my case, anyway. And none of that is relevant to this practice. If you notice that you become absorbed in thought, whatever it is, happy, sad, ugly, beautiful, just let go. Gently come back to your breath and begin again. And it doesn't matter how many times you have to do this, I promise. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice.